Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that reviews all the great combat sports and shows you can find on the Fight TV app. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and I have a co-host that is the one and only Finn Fish. Finn, how are you doing?
Great. I'm wide awake, ready to just do this.
Yeah, you know, with him living in Vegas, of course, I keep bugging him that there's no such thing as AM on the clock in Vegas. But we have a special interview today, and that is Mercury Matt Yaden, the owner of Rocky Mountain Pro and the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. Matt, how are you doing?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Yeah, great. Yeah, Matt, so we've been trying to get you on for the longest, and I'm glad that you're able to come on.
Yeah, I'm the worst, I know. I'm sorry.
That's
it's been quite an adventure trying to sync this up with Artie, and we wanted it to be the best it could be, so my apologies for taking, I think, 6 weeks longer than we initially intended, but here we are, so.
No problem. I don't know where we want to start, but let's just start with you. I mean, what got you into this? I mean, you own your own school, you own your own company. What made you get into wrestling?
It's a total accident, actually. I met a guy at the mall in Ontario, Ohio, when I was 17. I watched a little wrestling, but I wasn't a wrestling fan per se. Like I wanted to play baseball for the Texas Rangers. Like, that was my dream as a kid. So, you know, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I knew what it was. You know, kind of started paying a little bit of attention during the Stone Cold Mike Tyson thing that was going on there in the late 90s. But again, I would have never thought of pursuing it as a career. So I met some guys at the mall in Ontario, Ohio. I worked at the Metabolize stand. A guy by the name of Bill Hoovler, who worked at the Beanie Wagon, approached me and said, hey, asked if I played sports, if I wrestled in high school. It was my senior year. And I said, yeah. And he said that a bunch of him and his friends were into wrestling and actually wrestled themselves. So I went over to their place and kind of started hanging out and paying attention to it, and that's when I really started to get into wrestling. And in 2001, I was actually trained by a guy named Jay Kilgore out in Mansfield, Ohio, with the group there that was NRW in Ohio. So the name NRW, before we became Rocky Mountain Pro, actually came from that original group that I started with, which was No Rules Wrestling out in Ohio. So yeah, that's kind of how everything started. Just kind of a chance meeting in a mall in Ontario, working at the Metabolize stand. So that's kind of how the path started.
Okay. So what then brought you to Colorado?
My parents moved out here in 2000, I believe. I was going to Ohio State at that time. You know, was still in my high school relationship around then, so I stayed in Ohio, despite how gorgeous Colorado is, you know, especially as compared to Ohio. But I stayed out there, and you know, I wanted to pursue wrestling. And there was just a lot going on out in Ohio, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, that whole area. And they moved out here in 2000. I came out to visit a couple Christmases in a row, and decided, you know, why am I staying in Ohio? This place is gorgeous. Yeah, and I wouldn't mind being closer to my parents, and you know, that relationship had ended from high school. So once that was done, and I found a little bit of wrestling out here, I didn't really have a reason to stay in Ohio anymore. So moved out here in 2003, and that's how that kind of happened, and started doing some of the indies out here, getting to know people, and that led to me starting NRW in 2010.
And and then since then, I mean, you, like you said, you started your own school, and you went through a lot of stuff getting on TV. Can you tell us, like, your path of getting on television?
As far as Rocky Mountain Pro goes?
I think you were on the Realm, but before that, you were on something else in that course of action?
Well, so basically, so in 2010, or late 2009, Fusion Pro Wrestling, which ran for, I believe, about 7 years out here, was ran by Billy Roberts and Jeff Michalis. You know, it was Billy V and Sarge, or Jeff McAllister, what he was known there in Fusion. They ran Fusion, and it was the most professional organization around Colorado. The training was taken much more serious. The shows were much more polished. So I worked with them off and on for a few years, and they closed down in 2009. So once they closed down, there was kind of this void for quality pro wrestling, in my opinion, out here. And I never sought to run a school or run a promotion myself, but, you know, I missed what they were doing, and I wanted to take the good points of what Jeff was doing, Jeff and Billy were doing with Fusion, and maybe do something myself and kind of put my own spin on it. So, because of that void, I decided to jump in and start running NRW in 2010, and I always had this idea that, this crazy idea that an independent promotion could be profitable and successful if you put on quality pro wrestling shows and were a little pickier with your booking and a little pickier with how you used people. And that's what we tried to do early on. There was no TV, obviously, back then, but we taped everything. We tried to make everything make sense. We ran every 3 weeks, actually, at that point, out at Red and Jerry's there in Sheridan. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman by the name of Swan Christopher came in 2011. He was a local actor here, did some producing. So he kind of helped get us into that filming and editing for at least online content. So we started doing a lot with the YouTube content there with NRW in 2011. And Swan, you know, was a big part of that. 2012, I got the internship at TNA wrestling in Nashville over the summer that turned into a job. So once I moved to Nashville, and then stayed there, once I was offered the talent relations production travel services, management position there at TNA, I permanently moved to Nashville. So NRW kind of closed down for that time frame, and we had sold to somebody else. While I was in Nashville, I ended up reacquiring NRW and we started running again. While I still lived out there, we were running out of Bobby Lashley's gym. And, Ryan Hood, Hoodie, he basically took over the training there, or started the training, really. I gotta give him a lot of credit because while I was in Nashville, I had to be the boots on the ground guy here for the school and promotion. So, we got back to filming for YouTube. So everything, when you talk about before Realm Network and Fight, it was all YouTube content. So we were filming that. I was let go from TNA in June 2013, stayed out in Nashville until about September. I was able to wrestle, as much as possible out there in that time frame. Did a little bit of OVW there. But then just decided, my daughter was back here. So I moved back to Colorado. And we started Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy there in January 2014. And NRW, had another owner at that time. I ended up reacquiring NRW again because I had sold it again when I moved back. And then over the summer, I ended up with it again. So God is telling me to run a wrestling promotion, I think, because I sold it twice, so ending up with it. But we always, I'm sorry, this is a long-winded answer. I know I'm quickly answering a lot more than you asked. But The whole point of it, the whole time, even from the very early get-go, was to have television content, to have at least online content, where we could reach more people than just for coming to the show. So Kelly Dowdy, who's been our producer now since Milestone 2 back in June of 2012, is still with us, still helping us produce that content. And we were putting it out there weekly. And then Vince Russo came in last summer. We linked up through Mickey James and Nick Aldis, who were mutual friends that we both worked at TNA with. And he came in, and he obviously, as you've seen, put a different spin on things. Started helping out as character development coach at the school. And because of that, we got reached out to by a network on Dish that very quickly wanted a national television show ready to go by October 1st. So we scrambled. We weren't ready, but we were close enough to where we thought we could get ready, invested a ton of time and money. And I want people to know that it wasn't just me investing all that time and money. Like, Vince Russo did an insane amount and dedicated an insane amount of his own money to make this happen. So I think people should be aware of that, because he really went out there for us. We put everything together. We spent a lot of money, got all new title belts. We painted the inside of the building there. I don't know, Artie, if you were you there for Milestone 6?
I wanted to be, but that was kind of just right about the time I started getting into visiting, attending the shows live. So, yeah, I missed it by maybe a week.
Did you see what the building looked like before?
Yes. Well, yeah, from YouTube and everything, and actually the actual Milestone show. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so we went all out, and we went all out, and we decided that we wanted to, if we're going to have to put a national TV product out there. We, you know, we're a local independent with a ton of students that are, you know, 1 to 2 years in at the most. There were a few people that had more time than that. We were trying to put together a coherent national TV product written by Vince Russo. And I think by the time we got the call and signed the contract with them, we had like 6 weeks to figure this out. So we invested all that time and money, and 2 days before it was supposed to air, we get a call that the network that owns the space that the network that we were supposed to be on purchases the time from, didn't want the show on their network. So there was a miscommunication there, and the national TV show didn't happen. We'd already kind of went into filming this, so we continued. As you know, Artie, you were at all those.
Yeah.
And we pushed forward and put it on the Realm Network because we wanted the world to see what we did. And then it was on Realm for a few months, and we've decided to not put it out. Talked with my good friend, Mike Weber out there at Fight, and seemed to like what we're doing. So we're now on, the Fight app. So we're happy to do that and for free on YouTube.
Okay. Well, and speaking of the Fight, now that you get to own the channel
for you in that 10 minutes.
No, that's perfectly okay. So now, since we're bringing up now that you're on the Fight TV app, my co-host has a theory. And I tried to tell him that it's not exactly his, correct, but I may have influenced, a little bit, but you may have said things already started in process, but his theory was, I am responsible for getting RMP on the Fight app, but I think I just more of just nudged you into getting on Fight TV.
You and I talked about it. You and I talked about it. I do believe that I'd already been talking with Mike. I talked with Mike Weber back in August, when he had heard about, I believe that this is how it worked, and Mike might be able to correct my stone fish memory that I have. But, him and I talked, I hadn't talked with Mike since I left TNA. I always really liked Mike a lot. He was always really good to me there. I believe sent an email and reached out to me, and one of us called the other one, and we were just talking. You know, about what we had going on with the Fight app, or what we had going on with, the other station, and he had asked if we'd be interested in putting it on Fight. And at that time, just because of the exclusivity that we had to do with the Dish Network station, we couldn't at that time. So once that fell through, you know, we tried Realm first, and then once that was done, I reached back out to Mike again. So let's just say it was a combination of factors, and maybe you had something to do with it.
we spoke to Mike Weber. He's interviewed him as well. We spoke to him behind the scenes, and out of nowhere, Mr. Four for All, Artie, speaking of you, and Mike Weber's like, yes, I know Matt Yate. I spoke to him recently, and I was thinking maybe we, Mr. Four for All there, just re-sparked it somehow, and he, you know, because he did mention he knew you from way back, further back than what you're even saying behind the scenes. So it, So I'm thinking we got you guys on, or Mr. Artie there, Mr. Fourth Row, got you guys on the fight. he's been pushing. He asked us what shows we think should be on Fight. And we gave him some ideas of shows that we've seen that aren't on Fight that we thought should be on Fight. So I always thought he helped.
Well, either way, regardless of who helped or who did what, we're on there.
Which is
And I hope people are enjoying it. And we'll continue to try to make it worth watching. So.
Oh, that it is. It is a great product. And, you know, I watched a couple of your episodes off of Fight. But I'm glad that you guys are on there. It's an enjoyable product. And you guys get a lot of more media, I see. You did a ton more interviews, even with Fight itself, with SoCal Val.
Yeah, it was great to talk to Val. They've been very supportive, and they've treated us with as well as we can hope to be treated, and they have made us feel like they value having us on their platform, and we obviously value being on their platform, and so I'm a big fan of both Mike's and Val's. So it's nice because, you know what, guys, like this path for this, and nobody really gets to see the behind the scenes of the human story, like truly. That's why documentaries are so cool when you get to see them and they pop up and you see your favorite talent. Or actor or athlete or, you know, political figure or whatever it may be. Like, all we get to see of these people is on the surface, you know, what they deal with. But you don't get to see the behind the scenes stuff, that goes on. And just the path to get to Fight and to get that show produced and what everybody had to go through and the conversations with Mike and then being able to, through all of this, talk to Val and some people that, you know, I really like a lot through professional wrestling and in 2017 to still be able to converse with these people in the world it's pretty neat, and I'm glad that they felt enough about us to give us an opportunity on the platform. It seems to be working so far. So, you know, the story is pretty remarkable, not just for me. But for all the people involved, and you know, I know you guys have interviewed a few of the talent we have, and I'm hoping you get some pretty good backstory behind what they've had to deal with in pursuing this.
Yeah. So, speaking of the personal aspect, let me ask you about the business of the business videos, and specifically the one that was shot after you and Hoodie had the 3 out of 5 tables match. How were you feeling when you were after that episode was recorded and, you know, you guys were hearing the fans chant RMP in the lobby and that whole night, cause that whole night, that whole taping was just totally insane in a great way. I mean, how were you feeling that night?
Relieved. I mean, thank God it's over. No, I, you know, I teared up cause I do that cause I don't know. It was one of those things where we were now no longer taping for the national TV show. We decided to pursue this and take this at quality. You know, the original match was supposed to be a cage match between Hoodie and I.
Right.
The cage didn't fit in the freaking building. because the measurements to the door were measured at Grudge, not at the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds is a very small bay door. The guy built 18-foot panels instead of 9-foot panels. So we did them, even if we counted them, you know, diagonally. So 3 hours before the show starts, he pulls up with these things that won't fit, and we try cutting them and folding them and getting them in. Then when he cut them, what he used to cut them with was look back to the counter. And how are we going to do this? We can't do this cage match because we can't put the cage up, you know, because now it was cut in half just to get it inside. So the 3 out of 5 tables match came up because it was like, we got to give them something comparable. And I think that 3 out of 5 tables match turned out to be better than the cage match with it. And you got me, you know, at 30 pounds heavier then than I am now, not in any shape to be wrestling. Like, oh, what to do. being there performing, for being hired, like that wasn't what I was seeking to do, but it's the way it was written, and it's what was felt was needed, so I did it. And I'm out there, you know, way overweight for where I should be, out of shape. Match has to get together last second. You know, I'm in there with a guy that I've been in the ring with a gazillion times, who's a phenomenal talent, and anybody that's watched Hoodie knows that.
Yep.
And we have to go out there and now together something that the fans are going to walk away with and not go, we feel like we got gypped because there's no cage. And I think we did. Would you agree, Artie?
Oh yes, I definitely would agree. I mean, okay. Yeah, that whole, like I said, that whole night was totally insane in a good way. I do remember that, you know, Vince coming out. It was either Vince or you, I forget who came out, said, oh, you know, we can't do the cage mat before we even started taping because of, you know, the door got measured incorrectly or there was, you know, incorrect measurements. So yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, it was, even at the end of the, at the end of the night, you know, where it's like, okay, we got to go over to the, one of the outbuildings to finish off the show. So, you know, that was, I mean, it's just something totally different. You don't see that, you know. You know, Marty, you know, the ref, you know, told, hey, everybody, let's go. We got to go outside to finish off the show. So, I mean, it was great. I mean, you're not going to see that very often. So.
Well, it was neat. It allowed us to get creative and to come up with some other stuff and our match. I mean, we beat the shit out of each other because that's what it called for. And it was, That business of the business, the emotion you see, that's the beauty of that show, is everything you see is just how we operate, you know, that behind the scenes stuff, yeah. The speech that was given, sitting there, cause I was sitting there, like, I can't believe I just did that, I shouldn't be doing this, like I'm not in the shape to be doing this. But we did it, and I go back and look at it. I wish I could have been different, and that I wanted to do better. But, you know, you're harder on yourself than anyone, or you should be. Right. And it was just a feeling. It was a feeling that there's nothing else on this planet that I could want to do. Now, not just the ref being a wrestler, but there is such an enjoyment that I get out of watching how people do what they do, and the students that come through the school. The dents are getting on shows and then start getting out there to other shows. It's a satisfaction that is truly that I thought I would have. I get just as much enjoyment out of watching everyone as I ever have doing it myself. Mm-hmm. So that was all things as I was sitting there. I was across to the people. It's all a lot of stress, how frustrated. And we were all heartbroken. I mean, that TV deal through was an absolute kick that ended a lot of places. And we were on the brink, and now the money will be coming back to be able to take care of everybody, but take care of all the things that were spent. Everybody, despite the heartbreak, despite we want our talents, like the day before, and readjust the whole show. Everybody went out there and put on, it was one of the best shows I've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, I was relieved, I was happy, I was thankful. Because I'd rather be doing this, and I think about that every day. So that was just like, that was that feeling heightened. It was pretty remarkable. And I'm glad they captured it on tape and you could see it on that business episode.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, how'd you get the name Mercury? Matt Gaydon, where'd that come from?
I was in Latin class by my year at school, and I just picked that. It's not already exciting, over. And I just kind of stuck with it. It was 1999. I was gonna. What would my wrestling name be if I was a wrestler? You know, I always liked the name Mercury, and I was, you know, I was Latin class and stuff. The picture of Mercury, and I thought it fit well with my name. And it did, some third name, and it seemed to have flowed. And it's been that ever since. I just, when I was in Nashville, it was Yaden Matthews. It's like Rafa Mercury when I put it out there. Tried that out and moved back here. I did Yaden Matthews a little bit and then I went back.
Oh, I mean, I think it's a good fit. I always wondered, like, man, that's a smooth, it sounds smooth coming off the tongue.
It rolls. Definitely rolls.
So I was wondering where, always wondering how you, so, I know you got another season, your season two of, Rocky Mountain Pro coming up. You got any, special guest previews you think you can give us about season two?
No. I honestly don't. I won't give away what we end on. But I do know, I can tell you this, that we want to bring in more independent talent from around the country. So hopefully you do get to see some more of those guys too. The tag team division, we really want to bolster. We really want to boost that. I'm very vested in being a great tag division and the Lockettes division. So we're going to try to see, hopefully you see more women from around the country coming in and out, to give our girls here who work very, very, very hard.
Oh yeah.
Some more competition and some more girls to be in the ring with. So more tag team wrestling and more Lockettes action, I think, is probably the best thing that I can give you as far as a preview. What we're looking at. Start May 6th when we start taping this thing.
Yeah. You got your eye on any independent talent you wanted to bring in?
Yeah, there's a few people I talked to. We're part of the United Wrestling Network. So we were championship wrestling from Hollywood and from CZW. And I think it's called Main Event Texas, Oklahoma. I think it's a, runs a lot of places. But it's, we're part of a network that I want to start stepping into. And Ray Lynn, who I know from, a week ago, I talked to them a little bit. They're out there, future president. I'd love to get Scorpio Sky out here. I a lot of friends and some other people that are interested in coming back out. Remy Marcel, was just here from Vegas, the one half of the Whirlwind Gentleman, out there. He was here over the weekend and I, very professional. Incredible character and look and just was a joy to have around. So we'd love to get him and his tag partner back out here more often. So there's a lot of guys, and girls that we're looking at. I'd love to see Taylor Hendricks out here, with Rocky Mountain Pro. Kel Klein and some of those, those Ring of Honor women out here. Hopefully we can make all that happen. Cause I know as fans, you guys get pretty excited when we can bring in the new talent. I think you had mentioned what a nice surprise it was when you saw Remy on those shows because you weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
So we make sure that you guys always feel like I'm going to see something different tonight. And bringing in new talent is a good way of ensuring that that's always the case.
Very cool. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this question since we are What's on Fight. Besides RMP, what other promotions do you enjoy via the Fight TV app?
Championship Wrestling.
that's usually everyone's number one pick. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is mine. It's one of our favorite shows. It's great.
It's really what I've been able to watch. I don't watch a lot of the other programs. I'd like to. I need to start paying more attention to what's going on. But definitely, as far as what I've paid attention to, Championship Wrestling would be the one I would pick.
Definitely, yeah.
And being a part of that United Wrestling Network, my home promotion, Future Stars of Wrestling, like you said, with Remy Marcel, the Fro, and his tag team partner, Jack Manley. What about some of your talent coming out here? I would like to see some of your guys.
I'd love to get them out there. I know, does Manny Lemons go out there?
I don't.
I think Manny goes out there sometimes, doesn't he?
And maybe he plays another
game. I think Manny Lemons, Big Fig, some of the Utah guys that were coming down here, head out that direction. But yeah, I'd love to get our guys out there. Any opportunity to get them out and get them more, exposure and opportunity, is great for everyone. So, you know, maybe we can make that happen in the next 6 months. It's on the radar. If that's your question, like, it's definitely something that's in the forefront of our mind to get out more places.
All right, very cool. Well, Finn, I don't have anything else. Do you?
No, that's it. I mean, that was great. I mean, finally get to have you on, our first owner of a company, actually. That's cool. And a wrestling school as well. Let's not forget that.
And I appreciate you guys wanting me on. You know, anything we can do to get the word out there. I think we're doing some good stuff, and I want people to know about it. And if we people to watch it and give us their opinions too. Like, you know, you don't have to like everything you see. So if there's stuff we're doing that you guys are different, and that's you guys or that's anyone watching. You know, when I talked to Val, I said that to her when she asked me what I wanted to say to the fans as I was leaving. It's watch and comment. You know, every show, like, let us know what you liked, what you didn't like. We can't adjust or change and make it better if you're not telling us what you think of it. So the opportunities like this to let people know what we're doing and to reiterate to them to communicate with us. It's the beauty of 2017 is in the social media age, you can directly talk to anybody. So let us know what you think, and we'll do our best to continue delivering as good a product as possible.
And speaking of letting people let you know, how do people find Rocky Mountain Pro and yourself?
So if you want to find Rocky Mountain Pro, the website is therockymountainpro.com. On Twitter, it's at therockymtnpro. If you want to find us on Facebook, you just search Rocky Mountain Pro. If you put in the whole address, it's, you know, facebook.com/therockymountainpro. The school Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy can be found at mercuryprowrestling.academy. On Twitter, at mercurypwa. And also on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/mercurypro wrestling academy. If you want to find me personally, I'm on Instagram at Mercury Aiden. I'm on Twitter at Mercury Aiden. I'm on, you know, Facebook, Mercury Aiden. So those are the best places to find me, to find Rocky Mountain Pro. And if you go to the Rocky Mountain Pro site, if you go to the roster page, it should have most of their contact information, the Twitter handles, the Facebooks, the Instagrams and all that should be plugged in there. So, you know, look for everybody, follow everybody, talk to everybody, make sure that you interact with us, and we'll do the same.
Yeah, and then of course, if anybody is anywhere close to the Golden, Colorado area, I definitely suggest to come out on May 6th to the quarry and for the Fight TV Season 2 tapings.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. You know, if you go to the website, therockymountainpro.com, you can get tickets there. They're cheaper if you buy them in advance, versus at the door. It's about a $5 difference. Yep. Come May 6th, we're going to get season 2 cranking up, and, we'll see what we have up our sleeve for you there at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Golden. So yeah, if you're within an hour of here, you should be there May 6th. That's for sure. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. No, I'm just going to just wanted to thank Mercury Matt Yaton again for giving us his time to come on. You know, now he's on Fight, and we could talk to all of his great wrestlers that he has at his school and on his shows and everything like that. And I really enjoy your product. I'm still behind because I watch only on the Fight app. You know, it's the gimmick, so that's the way I do it. But I really do enjoy your product, the way it looks, the way it feels. I don't know about those title belts, but everything else is great to me.
Title belts cost me a lot of money, so whether you like them or not, they're very expensive. So a lot of people, I've heard a lot, not a lot, but a few people, just say, okay, well, if you guys want us to get the standard-looking title belt, we can done that. But we actually had someone hand-draw custom all of those belts, and they spent quite a bit to me. So, you know, personal preference, it's fine not to like them. I'm not like pissed you don't like them or anything. People know it was an intentional thing. They're not cheap belts. I've been accused of that a couple times. Well, their belts are cheap. Like, well, I promise you, they're not cheap. We went to a very good belt maker that made those, and they took a hand-drawn image and converted it to those felts. So they are 100% custom, which I didn't want something that just looked like a replica belt with stickers on it or just a generic title belt. So I think you'd agree with me that the one thing you can say is they look, they stand out, even if you hate them.
The colors are cool. The color schemes are cool. I like that. I like the color schemes. The side plates are cool.
I'll take that. They're not all bad, though. I'll take what I can get.
I of course got to be up close and personal with Curtis Nicole's tag team belt, which, you know, I can definitely tell you they're real and they're the real deal.
Yeah, and like I said, guys, but that's little stuff like that. Like, now I know there's a few people that don't prefer that design. Maybe we go a different direction if we get new belts. As long as people are enjoying the product, they're enjoying the way the storylines are going, they enjoy the matches, they think it's quality. That's what we want. If there's little things like we don't like the color scheme, or we think the belts could look better, or we think that, you know, the way it's lit could be a little bit, or stuff like that. Like, if people tell us, then it allows us to look at things from a fan's perspective.
Right.
I don't want people to just tell me how great it is and then not tell me anything that we need to fix or that they think might be a little bit better. I might not agree with that person, and we might continue on. If enough people tell me something could look better in this way or that way, then I'm not so stubborn and set in my ways to where I'm not going to go ahead and take a look at it. And, you know, if we end up with new belts or we end up doing something with it, I will consider the few people that have said, yeah, I don't really prefer that design. So I appreciate when people come up with these criticisms because, A, you learn from criticism and you can improve off of that. But B, it means that they're watching and they actually care enough about the product to talk about it. So
exactly.
I appreciate you guys, you know, throwing that out there and the kind words on what we're doing. It means a lot because a lot of energy is put into this and I appreciate you guys feeling it's worth covering.
Oh yeah. Definitely worth covering. But, like I said, thank you again for, you know, sharing your time with us. And hopefully, you know, after season two, you come back on and, you know, share a little bit more time with us.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, you know. Artie's bound to run into me at some point, so I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it.
Oh, definitely.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it, guys. I gotta get running here. Other stuff to do during the day. Sorry, I was late getting to you guys, but I really do appreciate it, and it won't be the last time. I'd love to do it again if you'll have me. So.
Oh, definitely. You're more than welcome to come on anytime.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. All
right. Thanks. All right. Bye. So a special thank you to Mercury Matt Yeadon for coming on the show. Our first owner that we've had here on What's on Fight. Yeah. Ben, what'd you think of the interview?
Great. Owner of the school and, you know, Rocky Mountain Pro and, you know, the Mercury Training Academy. So that was pretty cool. I mean, I like that he didn't, you know, take too bad of offense of my, title bout rant, but I just don't want too much heat and I'm trying to disperse all that heat out.
Yeah, I think that it's cooling off a little bit. So especially since we've been so grateful and so privileged to have a lot of the talent from Rocky Mountain Pro on the show. So, which of course is very, very special to me, especially with them being my home promotion.
And I guess we can let go of that one conspiracy of you getting Rocky Mountain Pro on Fight, but I have another conspiracy.
Oh, do we want to talk about that now?
Yeah, there's something just really, really, really quick, nothing too much. So we interviewed a lot of people. We had one woman interviewer to interview, and you got to interview her alone. So, I don't know. I'm going with that as my next conspiracy.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, because I've lined up a female to be interviewed, one of my favorites, here soon. We're doing discussions. And it's going to be funny to see if you get to interview her all alone and leaving me out.
Or I may be on assignment.
You might be. I'm gonna have to send you some to a bar, give you some free beer. But oh, joking aside, you know, thanks to Matt Yaden for coming on to you know, What's on Fight. And it's easy to reach us. Simple. We are on Twitter, What's on Fight, where we tweet out everything and anything we're going to do, shows that we're going to review, watch, and all that good stuff. So if you have any comments or anything like that, you can reach us on whatsonfight@gmail.com or even whatsonfight.com. We have a fight line where you can dial up and, you know, get some heat with us. That is 702-907-3483, 702-907-FITE, fight. And we have plenty of other great content here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. We got my very own show, Lou Chat. Hopefully when Lou Chat Underground comes back, the show will come back as well. That is where I chat with all the Lucha Underground stars, and I review the episode of Lucha Underground. We have we're trying to get a contest going on with the guys over at European Uppercut Podcast. So hopefully, you know, they take our bait. But that is European Uppercut, the European perspective of all pro wrestling. We have the Spanish announce table, smashing your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. First time I got that one out. we got WrestleCast live. a podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling live. We got Wrestling Cheers. We got Hang It With Heavy. By the time this one goes up, the NFL draft wouldn't have been over. But you can always listen to the NFL Easy Picks, CFL Easy Picks. Got Squabble Box Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, The Tux Experience, All Beer Inside. We got STFU. We have some, you know, not always occurring shows, but they're always, you know, here and there. If you subscribe to the brand new Trending Topics Network, you can find them, such as my other show, Odds on Mania, and Odds After Mania. And I have a podcast coming out very soon where I get to interview Donald Trump. I don't know which one's dropping first, but I will be on with Donald Trump. He is a announcer for Freak Show Wrestling, based straight out of Las Vegas, downtown Las Vegas to be exact. And we got so much more other stuff, so go ahead and subscribe to the brand new Trending Topics Network. But looks like I guess I am done fighting with Mercury Matt Yating. Wow. No, I'm definitely messing up. Mercury Matt Yaden.
It wouldn't be a podcast if you didn't get at least one name mangled up just a little bit.
Yeah. Mercury Matt Yaden for the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy and the owner of Rocky Mountain Pro. How about you?
Yep, I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next time. Fight on.
All right. My Mercury's in retrograde. My Mercury's in retrograde. My Mercury's in retrograde. My Mercury's in retrograde.